Ready?
Oh gosh, we're late.
Watching you.
Art Beck's not here and we're running late.
You better hurry up and start before he gets here.
Yeah. All right. We'll call our meeting to order. If you'd stand with me, we'll open with prayer and then have the pledge.
Would you pray with me? Father, first, we honor you and we give you all respect and ask your help, God, in this meeting today. We pray, Father, for our neighbor up here that the house was burned last night and a son died and a dad is distraught. Father, we hold the Gilmore family before you and ask your comfort, your help in that situation. Father, we also pray for the things that are going on in our county, our sewer projects, the Ozark Beach, and those that are being planned. We ask your help, God, in the Coon Creek project. We pray that it would finish up well. Just thank you, God, for caring about us and helping us today. In Christ's name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on our agenda is previous meeting minutes. Got January 25th.
Motion for approval.
26th and 28th.
Second.
25th, 26th,
so
and 28th.
So we have posted as 25th, 26th, and 28th.
Did you leave one off?
Do we need one out there?
We missed it for 2 weeks now.
You guys were supposed to do that last week, last Wednesday.
And we didn't, did
we? We didn't do it?
I wasn't in the meeting spot.
Where were you?
I wasn't in the...
Oh, you weren't here.
Okay. No.
I thought we did. I thought we'd worked on those, and I make a motion to approve those. If you,
okay. Bob's all right to do that. We don't have a couple of dates listed, and we got 3 dates listed. Seemed like you said we shouldn't do them if they're not.
I don't think it's good. If you've got approval of minutes, I think you'll be all right. I'd prefer that you have the dates listed. So
not a big deal.
I don't think you're going to cause a legality right. problem.
What dates were that, Jim?
6th and 8th of
January.
1-6 and 1-8.
Yeah.
I'll second all those.
Add that to my motion, and you can second it, I guess.
Okay, second.
Sounds like we're in good shape. Any comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable.
Did you have those corrections you found?
Yeah, I found two invoices, one on Cornerstone and one on Cantwell Smith that I think should be
coded
to the sewer, and they're in GCR.
Can I say something about that?
You may, if you'll come to the mic.
All right.
Please.
I'll do that.
I called.
We have problems once in a while like that because we're not sure where everything should go. I mean, you know, we don't know.
Right.
So it would help us a lot if those things be initiated by the department where the money was spent. That was initiated, I think, through your office, and we would appreciate if that be initiated through the sewer department if that's a sewer bill. It will help us a lot.
Okay.
And that way we don't have to worry about it so much. Because if we have to look at everything you guys send through and say, hey, well, that should be that or it should be something else, and it kind of creates a problem for us. I would really like for every bill to be initiated by the department that spent that bill.
So help me out here. Maybe what's happened is, like, on these two, the bill came to our office instead of to the sewer department.
Uh-huh.
Nikki coded them best she knew how. So
okay.
How are we going to help Nikki?
Well, next time we'll listen.
I think there's only one solution. That's it. All we need is a signature from the sewer department before it comes to Nikki, and Nikki can present them the same way and then split them, right? Mm-hmm.
But Nikki, what happened? I mean,
didn't have any opportunity to know that. They came right to our office, and she didn't know.
it doesn't happen that often, but Nikki will have no idea because she's...
I don't know how she would know unless she, you know, is kept in the loop. So I guess if she's not sure, she could ask you guys. Maybe you'd know. I won't know a lot of times.
Right.
But I guess she could say, well, you know, unless you guys say this is ours, I'm not paying it. I'll send it someplace else. Right. We can do that.
Okay.
She does that. I talked to contacting the vendors and having them put attention sewer department or something.
Right. That would be fantastic, and they should do that, I think. You're right.
I did talk to Joanna earlier this morning, and she said they could do a journal entry.
Oh, we can do that, but it's just, you know, what's happened is you guys have approved to pay something on GCR that should have been paid out of sewer, and I'm signed off on it, too, and we don't like to do that.
Right. All right, I'll make a motion to...
All right, wait just a second.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Even if we do that, we can transfer.
I was going to make a motion.
Okay.
We transfer those two.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, our checks and balances, what we have at least five people looking, has proven to work in these situations before. So go ahead, Chuck. You can make your motion.
I make a motion to approve accounts payable with Cornerstone and Catwell Smith.
We'll journal entry those to sewer.
Correct.
And if you guys get us a copy of the minutes, we'll get that done for sure.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. No journal entries or transfers. Public comment?
No one's listed.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now you're really ready. What was your comment last week? What's up with this or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. New and old business. We've got the White River Communication Project. And I thought Mr. Barnwell was going to be here. But that's fine. We just need a motion to approve this project being sent to Senator Bond.
Can I see the letter? I haven't seen it.
Now, we've made a motion last week for approval of the grant.
Right.
And
it's just a letter of support, basically requesting the special appropriations at the federal level.
Yeah, even more than support because we're the named entity.
Right, but he's going to put an appropriation request, I believe.
Exactly. And we've got,
not an earmark, appropriations request.
I'm glad you got that right. We've got two more coming, one to go to Joanne Emerson and another one to Roy Blunt's office, but they're not due until
right.
a couple of weeks, but this one is
due the third.
The third or something.
I make a motion for approval.
Okay.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Yes, sir.
Happy with this, Jimmy? Sure you are. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. That's just what you get. Next, we're ready for Meadow Lane, and we've got a couple of residents. David, did you want to speak to us, David Young? Come on up to the mic. Give us your name for the record. And
my name is David Young, and I'm here representing the property owners in Hidden Meadow Subdivision. And a number of years ago, we made a petition to have the roads in the subdivision adopted by the county. And we had the petition filled out. And we thought all along that all the roads had been taken in by the county. And about a year ago, Sean Pingleton, who lives in the subdivision, was trying to put an additional driveway entrance into his lot. And at that time, he was told that the roads were only taken in by the county so far in. I've got some maps here. And
okay. The original petition, if I can give each.
Please.
And this is the original petition.
Okay. So we were all along under the assumption that the roads had been taken in by the county, and then Sean was told that they stopped partway in the subdivision and that the county had not taken them all in. And on the original petition, the lots that are highlighted there are three of the people that originally signed the petition to have the roads taken over. And so we were always thinking that they were county roads, and now we're being told that they're not. And then when Sean found this out, I think last year you made up a new petition.
I did. I made up, well, you made up.
Yeah, she's talking to Mike.
Sean Pingleton, Branson, Missouri. I actually, not realizing that David had done a petition, I did a petition probably about 3.5 or 4 years ago, so it wasn't last year when I did that. And a couple of questions that I've got, just out of curiosity, because I don't know how this part works. After I did the petition, I did what I probably shouldn't have done, was I handed it in to a commissioner. and I don't know what happened to it. I did not ask for a copy like David did. But when I went to the commissioner and asked him how I was supposed to do that, he said, well, this is what you do. And so I didn't go through the right process when I handed it back in, but that's the way that goes. But my question is if it's denied or accepted, how do the property owners along that roadway know? And here's why I ask that, because about 3-4 months after I turned that in, well, y'all put a sign up, and you may do that anyway, but I don't. I've actually, since then, I've found out I think you do. Hickory Ridge and Hidden Meadow, and the roads were being plowed, and so I made the assumption that it was taken care of. Normally, if it's accepted or denied, how are the residents or the property owners notified that the road is taken in?
The petitioners will receive a letter from the bridge that states
one way or the other. Okay, I mean that makes sense to me. Of course, we didn't receive anything like that one way or the other, but we did see indications that the road was being maintained, and so left it at that. And until about a year ago, when I went to the road department, and they were very helpful. I mean, there were no issues there, but I just wanted to, thinking that part of the road was county maintained, I wanted to make sure I built my driveway up to county road standards, and then found out at that time that it wasn't done. So we're back again, not getting a letter one way or the other anytime that said denied or accepted, just nothing. I know that how things are right now, but this was quite a while ago when we tried to take action on that, so we're coming before the commission to see if there's anything you can help us with. Okay. I believe the roads, if I'm not mistaken, the current right-of-way for that road is 50 feet?
Yes.
When
the original petition was made, the road and bridge department came out and they looked at the road and had a few corrections for us to do. We did that, and they've been plowing it ever since. Until this came up.
Until I brought it up, and now they're not plowing it anymore. That was I thinking. So anyway, but, you know, they took the action they should take, and I understand that. So now we're back to try to correct what we thought was already taken care of.
Okay. So
that's all I've got.
Questions?
Yeah, I've got one thing I think that you might not understand is the highlights on here of the people that signed a petition. You don't even have to live on that road to sign a petition.
Yeah.
For it's 12 registered voters in that township or in that area that have to sign. So I can see how that confusion could get started. I think notification of everyone is required, isn't it, Frank?
We actually, Danny, we did understand that the first time. We didn't have, you know, 5 years ago, there weren't 12 houses out there. So we did have registered voters from that township sign, plus anybody that was. I mean, the more support we could get within the residences, the better. And we actually talked to everybody that was there at the time. And again, this time, we've got an updated version and signed and have pretty much talked to everybody that was available, which was more than 12 registered voters.
You say you do have an updated petition?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We probably have a few things to finish filling out on it, but we did do it again.
Okay.
Frank, where do you end your... he said there was no plowing done. Is that on the entire road?
Goes to an original cul-de-sac about halfway down Meadow Lane or about a quarter way down Meadow Lane.
Yeah. Well, I see.
Where it says Meadow.
You see that cul-de-sac that's... before Hickory Ridge Court. I can point it out to you if you'd like.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. It goes to there. That road's taken into there, if I'm not mistaken. And then it ends from there, which would include the rest of Meadow Lane and the little, I live on Hickory Ridge, the corner of Meadow Lane and Hickory Ridge, and the little spur on Hickory Ridge, if there's maybe five residences
where,
on that.
This is where the coverage is right now to this point?
Right here.
To that point.
Okay, that's the cul-de-sac.
Not to this one. Okay,
correct.
Okay. Frank, have you done an assessment of the road?
Yes, this is the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one point of clarification for Sean and everyone else. The county has a 911 sign program. A lot of times when those signs go up, there's a public perception that that has become a county road, and really it's not. Those new signs were put up for the benefit of emergency services and things like that. They're highly reflective. So that's an indicator to some people that the county, that it is a county road, which actually it is not. This road was originally brought to commission's attention after much discussion, I guess, throughout the years, several months ago, and Mr. Ryder had gone out and done his first review and evaluation, and this is the one where the range from $26,000 to $45,000, and you questioned me as to why, what were the costs. Mm-hmm. Couldn't I pin down a cost a little bit better than that? It meets all of the all of our geometry requirements. It looks like the original build was done correctly. The black and white photo that you have in front of you is indicative of the type of deterioration that you see going on out there. If you drive the road, it's relatively smooth, but it does have a lot of that type of cracking. So my initial recommendation would be that sometime soon, within the next couple of years, that road surface receives some type of seal treatment. That can be anything from a slurry seal, which is at $22,000 right now for that square footage, to a chip seal, to an overlay. The overlay was the $44,000-$45,000 figure. If we do not do some type of seal treatment to that road, that's when the sub-base gets deterioration starting, starts pushing and shoving and potholing and things of that nature. So unless you have any further questions.
Oh, this picture that you're showing us, though, this is not county road now, is that right?
That road is in part. That road is a picture of the road of Meadow Lane that is not taken by care of the county at
right,
this point in time.
Right.
Is the part we're taking care of in better condition?
It's very similar.
I think I was out there with
right
back when we were talking
right
about.
It's all going to need attention. You're saying
you're correct. Yes, correct.
Other questions or comments?
Do you think we would wait 2 years before we overlaid this thing? 2013? Or 2012, I should say.
I think so. I'd like the petitioner to see that picture, if they could, just to have a better understanding of what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to move that we take in the road, but no maintenance done on it until 2012, the year of 2012. So nothing this year and nothing next year. I mean, budget-wise, it's pretty tight. We can add it to our snow removal route. But my concern is taking any road right now. It's,
but distance-wise?
What is the distance? I don't remember.
I can't remember quite offhand. I want to say 3/4 of a mile or so, including the cul-de-sac that goes up. We have two sections, actually. At the intersection, there's a cul-de-sac that goes up and then goes south again.
Let me withdraw my motion for a second. My concern is...
My thought is, if I can interrupt,
sure,
when you said that, is I'd rather... I understand your concern, I think. Put that in Frank's and Roden Bridge's hands as far as... the timeliness and looking at our whole county, and instead of putting that into motion, you know, not before then, if it works out and it needs it worse, or you know what I'm trying to say?
I hear what you're saying.
If there's a problem with the road, you can't just not maintain it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I went through it. Because, I mean, if there's a minor repair, he's going to have to do a minor on it. I mean, when you were out there wasn't anything, sub-base wasn't, I mean, I've been on the road multiple times, so sub-base wasn't failing.
If the road is dry and you're driving, you probably wouldn't notice these types of cracks. Okay. It's in relatively good shape, other than it does need a surface seal treatment of one type or another.
Okay.
The least expensive of which is a slurry seal at this point in time.
Okay.
This puts us, puts me in a rather odd position. Are we going to talk about, I thought we had a situation to where we were going to limit taking in any more roads, which I wasn't in total agreement with, but taking in a road that is going to cost us more money in the future to maintain and work is not a good decision to make either. Yeah, I'm going to make a motion to table this to have a discussion about what we're going to do on our taking in of county roads, whether we take them in as a class 6 and let construction of the road, whether it be, I mean, you talked about the subgrade and everything being fine, but what I hate to say to you two gentlemen is the timing is terrible. You know, it's we messed up, and I think you messed up. Maybe I don't know exactly how this has got to this point. I don't want to treat you any different than we'd treat anybody else. I want everybody in the county to be treated fairly on taking their roads in. They take and pay a road and bridge tax, and the reason I asked for a table on it is so we can discuss in our work session whether we want to go ahead and seal a project like this, chip and seal over it, or if we want to even take it in at this time.
We have a work session with you, Frank, today. Is that correct?
At 1:30, I believe.
Okay. All right, I'll second your motion to table. Let's just, can we put a time limit of maybe to revisit it next Monday? Or are we just going to table it until, how long do you want to table it?
We'll have, at that time, if we have a work session on it, we'll have an idea of what we can tell these okay. gentlemen.
Then you're just saying table it till after, to 1:30. Okay.
And I see that you got you've got your signatures, you've got everything, and it was approached by the commission at an earlier date, which, you know, all those things have to be considered. But there's roads that are in the county that have been questioned on the time frame of what the budget has for this year to do, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't treat you any different than I do anybody else. If we set a policy, I'm going to hold with it. I myself would, like to take in roads that come before us in a class 6 situation, which is maintenance, and to be improved as scheduling allows. That's the way I would like to look at the situation, but that's something for discussion during a work session. And
okay, so my discussion is, you mentioned timing's terrible. I mean, the folks have been to us 3 years ago and again last year, and something about possibly being their fault. I don't think it's their fault. I mean, they brought it to us. The commissioner was before Jim got here that lost it. I'll testify this commissioner's lost stuff before, and I'm not just pointing fingers at someone else. So I would prefer that we go ahead and take it in and then work with Road and Bridge as to when we'll do any slurry seal or maintenance. But I'm ready to vote after I make my point there.
I mean, I think
hope we don't put it off like we have sometimes.
No, later. I mean, my hope in the work session is that we're going to establish, first of all, if we're going to do a moratorium on all roads coming in, or if we're going to say we're going to limit to X amount of miles of roads. So that's what my hope of the discussion at 1:30 with you is. Part of the discussion is how much road are we actually going to take in, if any. So
I think we've taken one in quite recently, and Mr. Stroff has certainly voted
against it.
Since we've talked about this, and I
right, that's why I was trying to. I mean, I don't want to take any road maintenance on for the next 2 years. Is what I'm trying not to do. So, but anyway, we'll table it and discuss it at 1:30 with Road and Bridge.
Okay. Any other comments? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. So we'll visit at 1:30 and get back to y'all with what happens.
Can I make another comment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, better get to the mic, please. Thanks, Frank.
If I could wrap this up with, there's not a single section of road, whether it be Class 1 to Class 6, which is typically Class 6 is greater maintenance, only gravel type situation road. Regardless of whether it's a Class 1 or Class 6, they all require money to maintain. My personal opinion and professional opinion is that we no longer take in roads, but I feel this may be a special case because this has been in the works for 3 or 4 years. Thank you.
No, nothing much. I appreciate you all considering taking that in because of what Mr. Preston just said, and I don't know what else we could have done because we didn't know the process except maybe be a little more educated in how we're notified, which if I have another road, I'll know how to do that from now on. My only other comment there is it is very bad timing, but and I agree that it whenever you take in any road, it's going to cost you money, but if it would have been acted upon 5 years ago or 3 years ago, we've kind of saved you money because you haven't been maintaining it for the last 3 to 5 years because it probably would have been taken in. So I'm guessing. I don't know why it wouldn't have.
Right.
So, thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. All right. What else?
That's all we have.
Follow-up from last week or anything?
I don't have that with me, so
let me take a quick look here before we... I guess rest of that will wait. Okay. We'll recess until, I think, 10 or 9:45.
Great.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.